99.9. So, Mr. Gray, I don't even know where to begin with Hazel Dean.
You got nothing?
I've got nothing.
Look, a bit of Hazel, come on, Hazel Dean. And, you know, I wish you could actually see the album cover that this song came off. A classic song. You know, she's there, she's got the white suit on, she's got the shoulder pads, and she's standing on two timpani drums with a choir behind her, dressed in black velvet. She's got one leg on one timpani drum, one leg on the other timpani drum, and the choir in between.
Our city, with its special landmarks, its certain style, the Melbourne we love. It's lively, it's vibrant, and it's growing fast. We've got a new dynamism.
Ah, Melbourne. She's Velma to Sydney's Daphne.
And she's back. She's out of timeout. You've taken her off the naughty step. Super Nanny has given us the all clear, and she's back.
Yes, yes. She's come back from finishing school. With a book on her head and a straight back. She's all manners and behaviour.
And attitude.
Yes. And I've got to say, that leads me nicely into my shit me of the week.
Excellent.
I was going to take it easy on Melbourne this week. I just have to put the usual caveat out there because, you know, she's had a tough week. She has. And I think some of the things that have been put in place, considering our current situation, I think she's absolutely excelled at. She's been a true leader. She's been like, you know, the sturdy girl on the hockey team that gets everybody up rallying and gets them going. Yeah.
She's been the goalie.
Yeah, absolutely. And I say, good for that. However, I did actually find myself at the opening of a cultural event recently.
Of course you did.
And as I was there in the theatre, I looked around at Melbourne's cultural crowd, shall we say. Yes?
Cultural elite.
Cultural elite. That's a very good word because my shit me the week is pretension. And as a city, she can sometimes be a little bit pretentious. Now, I came out of this production and there was a gathering. And all I can say, it was a sea of very short, sharp grey bobs and black pashminas.
Oh, you can't go past a good pashmina. And I think little Missy Melbourne has a few of them up her sleeve.
Absolutely.
In a wardrobe.
Yes. There was a swishing of black pashmina. The sound was deafening, right? And I mean, look, honestly, the sharp bobs on these women. I mean, you could slice Parma ham on these on these haircuts, right? I mean, it was the sort of like, you know, very interesting glasses and chunky costume jewellery going on. You know, a lot of that sort of stuff. And I just thought, quite often, this city can be very pretentious. And I have actually been told by people outside of Melbourne that it can be a little bit pretentious as well. Now, I put this to you, Helen. Again, you're not from this fair city. You don't have the same love-hate affair that I have with Miss Melbourne. What do you think as an outsider?
Oh, look, absolutely. And this harks me back to my formative years when we got home from school and there was a fantastic show. It was called The News Free Zone and it was presented by Graham Bond, who was renowned at the time, Auntie Jack fame.
Oh, he'll rip your bloody arms off.
To the ill-informed grumpster out there.
Yeah, well, you've got to be of a certain generation to remember that, to be fair.
Absolutely. And so it had a skit on it. It was a skit show and it was funny. And it was a series of skits. And it had this skit called Australia Street. And let me read you what I've been able to find back in the dusty, musty, you know, archives of
Auntie's back drawers.
Auntie's back drawers. Australia Street was a 5-minute sitcom about a household of 7 people from and named after each of the Australian states. And it had a song. And the song I'm going to regale you with.
Oh, please don't
terribly.
Sing it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
So it went, Australia, Australia. This is the street where all the states meet, Australia Street. Sunny Queensland loves his beer. Poor South Australia's gone quite queer. And something's rotten in the state of New South Wales. Ha, typical. Our new boy, south from the west, and Victoria still thinks she's best. That's about Australia's story and the Northern Territory. There's nothing like this wide brown land to me. Oh, and Tasmania. Tasmania, near Australia. This is the street where all the states meet, Australia Street. So
So it wasn't so much a song as a rap.
No, it was a song, but I don't sing.
Right, okay.
But it absolutely ingrained in my mind, in my psyche, how the states were viewed. And Victoria was a pompous, pretentious, blonde, bobbed businesswoman.
Sharp grey bob wearing a black pashmina.
Close. And so her pretension was known decades ago.
Absolutely right. So it's well ingrained, okay? And just for the record, people out there, Helen actually did not have that written down. Helen has memorised that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm very impressed of your knowledge of 1960s comedy black and white television. Sums it up perfectly. So obviously, for quite some time now, Melbourne has had this reputation as being a little bit of a social climber. And this is some of the text taken from the narrative of the show, yeah?
Yes.
Sydney was a fast-talking criminal with political ambitions.
Yes.
Victoria was a conservative social climbing snob.
That was absolutely right.
And I won't go on about the others because they don't really count in this segment. But anyway, Adelaide was a lesbian writer on an arts grant.
Yes. And Sunny was a beer-drinking surfy.
Right, yeah. Yes. So, you know, like, we love a bit of a stereotype here on Grumpy Gays, but, you know, kind of sums it up.
But in these circumstances, it is not a stereotype.
Absolutely. So the other one that I find here is food. Oh, my goodness me, this city is... Melbourne, you've got to stop crying about your food. I mean, it is good. It's a great foodie city. But, you know, some of these top restaurants that you go into, they just make me laugh. Really, I mean, food, sky-high prices with very little evidence of your investment on the plate. Three string beans, stack of, and you've got to ask yourself how that constitutes the prices you are paying. Are they grown on the side of a Himalayan mountain?
I have a story here, and this was when I was a freshly minted Victorian.
And I bet the mint was of the highest quality from a market down in South Melbourne.
Something similar to that, but... went to one of these particular restaurants that had a 19, 20, 21 course menu. One of the courses was ETTNTB.
Okay. Yeah.
Eat the tomatoes, not the branches. You had to forage in a bowl full of leaves and twigs for a single tomato.
Oh my goodness me. And this goes back to your signs instructing you of the bloody obvious things that you don't need to be instructed to do. So basically that makes a plate full of something that is actually one tiny thing that you can...
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely.
Could you pick your teeth with the branches?
No, you couldn't.
Oh. So foam. Foam anything. Cappuccino of prawn. I mean, where do they come up with this crap?
Cappuccino of...
Yeah, like it's just everywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
And then they try and go all Aussie to ensnare the tourist dollar. So, like, you know, you'll have a fillet of Tasmanian devil with a platypus jew. I'd love to go to one of these restaurants one day and ask the waiter to go off menu. And I'd ask for the cheese and cabana starter, meatloaf for my main, and finish off with a nice frog in the pond, please. Oh, and a white wine, just bring the cask. And see how they react, you know. How would you like your meatloaf, sir? Cremated. Can you imagine? You know, but this is... I just don't think Melbourne can handle that. But then again, right, I've got to say, I used the most pretentious word on Facebook ever the other day. So, pot, kettle, black.
Right.
Schadenfreude.
Oh, that... I think everyone uses that word at least once in their life.
Oh, you see, so I think I'm guilty of it myself then. And but I do think to myself, I did grow up here and then I spent 25 years in the world's second most pretentious city.
Behind Melbourne?
No. I'm yet to go there. London. I mean, that is just on another scale. The media over there is just the epitome of utter wankiness. We snapped Kate Moss resplendent in Gucci, staggering out of Costco at 3 a.m. carrying 3 avocados, 6 litres of mayonnaise and an air conditioner. Oh, how wonderful London is.
What was she going to do with
all that sort of crap? But you just get so sick of it. But no, number one. So let's say, I don't know who London would be. Maybe somebody from Mean Girls. But Paris is number one. I mean, she's Meryl Streep from The Devil Wears Prada. Seriously. There's just so much pretension going on there. You don't even know where to start.
I agree with that, absolutely. Having been there, yes, there's not a lot of pleasant things I have to say about Paris.
Well, Angry Gay Man was telling me a story the other day about he was at French Eurostar, and he was talking to one of the French representatives of the Eurostar that was working there, and was trying to speak to her in French. And she basically turned to him and said, "Please, if you can speak English, do not destroy my language."
Well, with his tone and intonation, I can sort of understand that.
Yeah, so...
We'd like him not to destroy the English language either, but there you go.
But we are where we are, yes.
You take what you can get.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, like, it's all to do with these. And actually, the other thing I did remember is at this opening to this cultural event is that there were a couple of people sitting there having a glass of Chardonnay or whatever in their...
I believe it's Chardonnay.
Yeah, it's Chardonnay. In their leisure gear.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Absolute no. That is just a hard no.
Right, so... What does that mean? So you've got this, you've got the pretentious crowd, and then you've got the crowd that turn up in their gym gear, thinking that it's acceptable to...
That's the height of pretension.
Is it?
It is. It is taking pretension to a whole nother level.
Right. Okay.
It is saying, I am so friggin' pretentious, I can wear my gym gear to the theatre.
Active wear.
Gym gear to the theatre.
Yes.
No.
No.
Once again, it's a hard no.
No. Okay, so report card time.
Please.
Yeah. Melbourne's report card this week is, if he concentrated as much on science as he did at making the girls laugh, he'd be Albert Einstein by now.
Well, perhaps if Melbourne concentrated harder on science and not making everyone like her, she might be Paris by now.
Melbourne, we need to talk. Coming up, we've got a new segment, Parents Say the Darndest Things. Stick around, you're listening to Joy 94.9.